Oh, I just want to thank the worship team. They came all the way from Sydney to join us in launch camp. And we're partnered with them as well.
So we're going to be sharing with you a brief overview of the camp, or the technically two camps that happened. So yesterday we finished the second part of the camp that we were doing. The second part was launch, and the first part was the send. So we started the camps exactly 7 days ago.
We took a bus all the way, 10 hours, I'm pretty sure. We called ourselves the Traveling Church, and we took part in listening in the church service, and we heard a lot of testimonies.
So like I said, the first part was in Sydney with 80 other young people. Like I said, we joined History Church and... Oh, okay. So on the first day, we went and did some sightseeing. So we went and saw the Sydney Opera House, which was really cool. We ate lunch under it. We went and saw the Harbour Bridge, and some of us went on this like jet ski boat thing, and it was like going under and on the water under the bridge and stuff. Yeah, that was pretty cool.
Then we traveled to join the Send Camp. And the main theme of that camp was Jesus. In the evening sessions, it was like really significant because our team was so impacted by the presence of God. Like me, I had had a burden come upon me, and I had felt the voice of God telling me to respond, and that burden was lifted.
Yeah, for me, a lot of people had been praying for me to open my heart up even more to God, and I feel like I really did that, and now I feel a lot more focused on like worship and prayer.
Then we moved on into the second part of the camp. We had 40 people attend launch camp. Can you believe that? That's crazy. Right here in our church, we had the prayer room. It was transformed into showers.
The team of Sydney came down and joined us. And they helped us with worship and joined in all our activities. When we were in Sydney, our expectations and like everything was all the way up here. And back home, it was kind of like down here. So we kind of like, during launch, we lifted it up, so it was like at the same level, and we plan on keeping it that way.
During the camp, we prayed for each other. We also had a lot of fun activities, crazy night games. We had a crazy dance party at the end, which I found was my personal favorite. We went to Melbourne Cable Park, which was like inflatable obstacle courses on a river. Jack was pushing everyone off. And we also had teams, Luke, Matthew, Mark, and John. Unfortunately, Mark won. And it was, we all got to win points for our tribe.
So it was a very fun and heart-touching camp. A lot of people were changed by God and the Holy Spirit. And it really struck a new hunger in the youth group. So that's kind of what happened. And now I believe we have a video to play for you. Hello. Okay, we're back. So I'd just like everyone to give a round of applause for our camp leaders and organizers. Woo! Without them, the camp wouldn't have been possible. So the main organizers were Jack, Olivia, Maddie, Denzel, Zenith, Callan, Steve, Pastor Ham, Unji, and then also Josh, who helped out, and Jono. And
we just want to thank the church for the generosity in the financial things and for the food and prayer.
So I'd like to invite Valen up for his testimony.
Hello, everybody. My name is Valen. I'm 14, turning 15 on the 28th of January. I'm currently going into grade 10, and I'm going to be sharing to you my experience at both camps. So about a couple of days ago, maybe, was it 7 days ago? Probably. We left to travel 10 hours on a bus at 5:30, maybe. It was very painful. My butt hurt afterwards. Anyway, that's besides the point. When we got to like the actual send thing, the second night Ham was talking about the blood of Jesus. And halfway through that, he told us to all imagine Jesus was right in front of you looking at us. And he told us, he asked us, how was he looking at you? Was he smiling? Was he disappointed and all that? When he told me to do that, I saw a clear image of God just smiling at me. His smile was so warm and it was infectious, so I couldn't help but smile back. After I did, I felt a warm sensation and a brace, kind of. And the only thing I could think of was, it was God. After that, I heard 4 words, I'm here for you. That really, really touched me, because a lot of my life, I've known that God exists and all that, and I've heard these like crazy stories about how people have heard God, have felt him, but I've always struggled to feel him like that. But him just saying, I'm here for you, that really, really got me deep. Anyway, after that, I continued to talk with God, just regular chat with him, talking about all my questions. And it was really fun. And then past a couple days, we're here at launch camp. And he just continued to really be with me, tell him I'm here, and give me like power throughout the worship and all that, and really give me courage to be on stage as well doing worship and all that. So over these past camps, I've really felt that he's changed me in a good way. Amen. Who am I inviting up? I'm going to invite up Izzy now to share her testimony.
Hi, my name's Izzy. I'm 13. And a few days ago, I went to Sydney with a couple of people from Discover Church. To be honest, I had low expectations about, like, you know, the camp. And I was thinking it was just going to be, like, fun and games and just activities with my friends. But I felt really touched when I was there. I encountered God for the first time, and it was a very big encounter. My big encounter was when Pastor Ham was talking about the blood that Jesus shed for us, and when he told us to imagine Jesus standing right with us. And I felt a hug when I closed my eyes, and I just felt Jesus's embrace. And I just started crying because I couldn't hold back my emotions, and I just started repenting and saying sorry to him, and how I was just imagining how painful it was for him to die on the cross for us. After a few minutes of crying, Jack asked me to stand up and spread out my arms, so I did that. And I immediately, when I did that, I felt a warmth fill my heart. And after a few minutes, my body started tingling, and it started spreading, like warmth started spreading throughout it. And my legs started feeling very weak. And after that, like 1 or 2 minutes of that, I fell back into Jack, and he caught me and laid me on the ground. I was like shocked and scared, and I didn't know what was happening to me, and I started crying, and I laid on the ground for a few minutes, and then I got up, and when I got up, I felt joy overwhelm me, and I started crying because I felt so clean, and I wasn't crying because I was scared, I was crying because I was so happy, and yeah, I felt like I had a new heart. Thank you for listening. That's my testimony.
Hello everyone, my name is Hayon, and I'm 14 this year, and I'm in year 9, and I'm from History Church. So I'm on this place today to share about my testimony of how God shifted me through the SEND 2025 camp. So before the SEND 2025 camp, I always tried to stay at the back, and inside of me, I had the desire to engage with other people, but outside of my body, I was covered with fear of being able to socialize. So for the camp, I had expectant heart for what God was going to be doing inside of me, and I also took it as a chance for me to be breaking out of my fears and my comfort zone. So on day two of the sand camp, Pastor Ham shared about a message called "The Blood of Jesus Shed for You." He was talking about if sin entered you and you are filled with the worldly things and you are so distracted that you can't hear God saying that you are beautiful, and when you forget the face of Jesus in your heart, you start comparing yourself with others. As soon as I heard this, tears started to drip down my face. I realized that I was the one pushing away Jesus from my heart that led me to compare myself to others. I used to think, why can't I do this like others? I hated myself about everything of how I looked, I talked, and all about that. Also, after the part of the message, Pastor Ham asked us to close our eyes and think of Jesus right in our heads. And when I followed what he said, I saw Jesus crying. And I asked him, why are you crying? He answered me, why are you avoiding me? Why are you trying to keep distance from me? Come back to me. And because of this, I was so touched. I saw all this time, I thought I had a good relationship with Jesus. I thought I was already enough, but turns out it was not. So through this, I knew that I had lost Jesus, and I lost my identity of who I am. So during prayer time, I knelt down before God and started praying. Lord, I come back to you in this time. Would you cleanse me of the blood of Jesus, that all dirt, all burdens, all fears will be gone in Jesus' name. I repeated this the whole time of prayer night, that I felt God touching my heart. He whispered through my ears, I am here for you through this journey. Your sins, fears, and burdens will be cleansed away. This was one of my biggest breakthroughs of all I had in my life. This breakthrough made me be free of all my fears. This had really encouraged me to come to Discover Church with the outreach team, not having a hardened heart, but having a softened heart and to approach people. I had no worries anymore because I knew that Jesus loved me. I was not comparing myself, which led me to hear Jesus saying that I am beautiful in his own image. I was able to change because I knew that the truth of Jesus was in me. Through this encounter, I realized that I'm called to be someone who approaches people and encounters God. I'm called to be reaching out first. Jesus calls me to save the lost, and I'm called to speak the truth into people. As I wrap up, I declare in faith that I will not be silent anymore. I will be the one who speaks life and the truth to others. I declare all comparison to be gone in Jesus' name. All self-hatred to be gone in Jesus' name. Jesus, I thank you for what you have done in my life. I thank you. I love you. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay.
Hey, guys. My name is Cowan. Some of you guys might have seen me from like the Send, or Victor at the back being my friend, or me being baptized right in there. But yeah, I just want to come up here, talk about both the camps, Launch and the Send. Definitely for the Send. I don't know how to put this gently, to be honest. I don't know how to put this. This might sound a bit weird, so you guys just be a bit prepared. During the Send, one of the encounter / worship nights, I was on my knees and I was crying. Like, I was praying to God, I remember, and I was like, God, just show me your love in a way that I'll understand. And you know how to talk to me, God, because you know me better than I do. So just talk to me in a way that I'll understand. Show me your love. And I prayed that. I remember a couple minutes later, I felt this like such a deep like love and like sonship love for Arazio. I don't know where he is right now. But I felt this like just such a deep love for Arazio. And I've never had a kid, obviously, because I'm 18, by the way. But I don't know, I felt like he was like my son in a way. And I remember just looking over during the worship, and I see him on his knees, just absolutely like in a complete state of surrender and just complete like crying and bawling his eyes out. And I remember just feeling like just a deep love, and I just want to protect him and keep him safe and keep him away from all harm. And I really do think God answered my prayers when I said, just like, show me your love in a way I understand. Cause I really think God showed me his love, like, through me. Like, God sees Like God sees me how I see Arazia, if that makes sense. Like I can feel God's love, and I can like think back on that moment and think like, oh, that's how God feels, like thinks about me and like sees me and stuff like that. And I can actually feel that. Like it's a physical thing I can link to that moment. But yeah, that was like the big encounter thing I had that night. And I'm just so grateful for the church and all the parents, even though they didn't really know me, for just trusting me just to be there as a leader, and God trusting me to be there as a leader and serve the kids and help them through times and descend and have fun and stuff like that. I'm just really grateful for you guys. I already love you guys, even though I don't know half of you. But thank you. Yeah, that's me. That's me done.
Awesome. The time of the send and launch camp was just so incredibly powerful. I'm just taking it back from Aurora and Krista. They were terrible. I'm never letting them back up. No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding. Boo to you. Boo to you. No, God did such an incredible thing at these two camps and in our youth groups, journeys and lives. And we really believe that it won't be the same for them now. They've crossed the line. They've crossed the waters. Sorry, Liv, I'm stealing what you're going to say probably. But like the Israelites, when they crossed the Jordan River, you know, it opened up for them. And they cross right through, and then the waters close behind them. And I really believe that for our youth group. They've crossed, they've done something miraculous. God's miraculously changed their lives, miraculously impacted them, and they've crossed the line of no return. They can't go back to the land of Egypt, to where they once were, of the level down here, like Aurora and Krista were saying, but they have lifted right up to here, and now this is the standard for them. So they've done an incredible thing, and I'm so proud of them as a leader. And yeah, I'm going to invite up Pastor Caleb, Pastor Ham, and Olivia. Can you guys come to the stage? We're just going to share with you for a little bit.
Well, they're trusting me this morning, the young people, to give me a go. Hopefully I don't bring it back down to here. But I'm sure, like all of you who are a little bit older, we are just so proud of you guys, just what Jack and Olivia have led, and Pastor Ham and Unji are leading up in history with their young people. We're just so proud. If you've been a Christian for any more than 5 minutes, you know that young people, teenagers, young adults getting touched by God is the absolute best. It's just so essential. There's nothing better than that. And as a church here at Discover Church, this is one of our main values. We always want to aim towards young people, not to exclude, obviously, anyone who's older, but it's important as a church. If you don't aim towards young people, you tend to drift towards older people, because the older people have the money and the influence and the positions of leadership. So we always want to make sure that we're intentional about creating space for young people. And you've really seen that this morning. And as we've done that, God has come and met us and has come and met them. And they genuinely, their hearts are changed, their minds are renewed, they're impacted, they're full of passion, they're full of fire. And that's so, so powerful. And what we'd like to do at the end today is we would love to pray for everybody that's sitting here this morning. Not me, but the young people, the teenagers, the youth leaders. We'd just love the opportunity to pray for everyone. So we're going to share and pray in a moment to finish the service. And then we'd love you all to come forward and just receive prayer. If you could humble yourself and come forward and just let a young person be impacted by stepping out and praying for you, that would be amazing. You know, when Jesus gave his Sermon on the Mount, or in the Gospel of Luke, it's called the Sermon on the Plain, he says in Luke chapter 7, he says, "Everyone who is hungry will be satisfied." All those that are hungry will be satisfied. You might remember the Matthew 5 Sermon on the Mount version. It says, "Those that hunger and thirst for righteousness will be filled." And I really believe for us as a church this year that hunger is going to be a significant word, a significant word. Because when you come to God, or you hear testimonies of young people being impacted, there's always two ways that you can go. It's very simple. You can either have a heart that's hungry, or you have a heart that's hard. The hungry heart is a heart that's full of faith, that hears a young person shares and go, "That is God. That is incredible. I want some of that. I believe that God can move in me." Whether I'm 14 or 40 or 80 years old, I want that. My heart is open. And that takes humility. That takes putting yourself second. That takes trusting God that he knows what he's doing, that he knows what he's done this week through the young people. That's what a hungry heart does. It trusts God. It has faith and believes that he is moving, that he is good, and that he can also touch my heart. A hard heart is very different. A hard heart automatically goes to criticism, cynicism. I don't know about that. I've been in church, and I look around here. Some of you have been around for a long time. I've seen revivals. I've seen God encounters. I've seen youth groups. I've heard 14-year-olds before. That's a hard heart. That's not a heart full of faith. That's not a heart that knows that God is good and God is doing something. That's not a heart that stands back and goes, look, I might not be able to explain it. I might not have been there, but I'm going to trust that this is good and that this is God. A hard heart critiques. Oh, I don't know about that testimony. Oh, I don't know about that camp. No, I don't know. They didn't really say those words right, or they got that scripture wrong. It critiques. It criticizes in order to put up a wall so that I don't have to be, as Jesus said, the hungry and the thirsty. It takes humility to be hungry, to go, I need more of God. I'm not okay. It takes humility to go, yeah, I'm trying hard, and yeah, I'm praying hard, and yeah, I'm trying to work with God, but I always need more. I always need encouragement. I can always go up a step. I can always wade deeper into the things of God. Yeah, I've got concerns. I've got frustrations. I've got a big year ahead. I've got kids. I've got problems at work, but I can take a moment and I can just present myself before God and have a hungry heart and just let him do what he needs to do. And so I want to pray that over Discover Church for 2025. Why don't you just stand with me this morning? Because this is not just a prayer for today, this is a prayer for the year. Lord, I pray for hungry hearts in Discover Church in 2025, Lord God. Lord, we speak against all criticism or cynicism or all those that would want to pull down what you are doing, Lord God. Let those words, Lord God, be silenced in the name of Jesus. We pray for hunger and thirst, Lord God. Those that would hunger and thirst for righteousness. Those that would hunger, as you promised yourself, Jesus, will be filled, will be satisfied. Let us not be nourished by food and drink. Let us be nourished by your will, by your word, by your ways, Lord God. Let the only thing that satisfies our soul be following you in 2025, finding a greater relationship with you, Lord God. Our prayer times multiplying, our desire to grow and mature in our faith multiplying, and our reach to those that don't know Jesus growing in your mighty name, Lord God. Let that be what we hunger for. Not that we hunger for ourselves, but that we hunger that you will use us to touch others, Lord God, in this year in your mighty name. Amen.
Just on behalf of the younger people, the younger generation, and Jack and I and our team that get to lead them, I think this morning speaks for itself a little bit. Just in the worship time, our teens are hungry for the presence of God. We really saw snippets of this, like a foreshadowing, I suppose, happened last year. And we had the most amount of baptisms of our teenagers last year than ever before. And much desire was created in our teens' heart to just receive more of God's presence. And come September, I actually had a word, and my team really received it as well, that what would keep us moving forward and what would keep us hungry is that we would first find the power of God in the place of prayer. And so we became really accountable and made a commitment that nothing would happen in our teen's life unless we had prayed first. And so faithfully we prayed and desired, and this is where our hunger really grew, and we believe that this is the overflow that we saw in our young people at the camp as well, that the presence of God has really come and wanted to affect them. From part one of the camp to part two of the camp, we just saw a beautiful overflow. So we only had a team of 13 come to Sydney, and then when we arrived back, we had a total of 40. So an extra 12 of our teens joined, about 25 of us, and we saw an overflow. And what God was doing was not just for someone who could come away and have a cool trip and be a part of His Story Church, but what God is doing was really to bring back and for His overflow to occur in Discover Church as well. On Friday night, we opened it up, camp, our youth young people camp, up for the broader congregation. We had some parents come along, and they also experienced that overflow. And so that's what I believe that God wants to do again, is that this is not just for the young people, although they're passionate and we have energy and we're hearing from God, seeing visions for the first time, receiving gifts of the Spirit. But I believe that this is really for everyone. This is the heart of God, not just for one generation, but for all generations. So let me just pray for you. Lord, we just believe, Lord, that there's going to be no separation between the generations in our church. Lord, that what you have done, the way that you have encountered our young people, Lord, that this is available. This is what you want to see happen across our whole church, all of Discover. Father, just as our young people said they had to have open hearts first, Lord, I just pray for open hearts in this room. Lord, would you give us a new heart? Give us a heart that is ready, a heart that is open to accept everything that you want to do. Lord, let us come just freely. We release everything that separates us from you. Lord, we release everything that we're holding on to too tightly. Lord, so that you would just come and grow the hunger, grow the longing, just as you longed for us from the beginning of time, longed to be with your creation. Lord, we ask that you would give us that same longing. Just impart that, plant that in our heart right now, Lord.
Amen, amen. Lord God, I just pray that now we only see in part, but there'll be a time where we see in full, God, where heaven will be revealed to us, Lord God. I just pray that we move into the season of no longer seeing in part, but the fullness of God will be revealed to us. Lord God, I just pray for more for Discover Church, Lord God, more of your heart, more of your spirit, more of your words, Lord God. I pray that prayer increases in this church, Lord God, and that we can all grow in you.
You can take a seat, guys. Yeah. Hi, my name is Haimin. For those who haven't seen me before, I'm from History Church. I'm the youth pastor. I just want to say thank you so much for receiving our little minions for camp, for launch camp. And also, I want to say a big thank you to all of Discover Church for sowing in to your next generation to get them driven up all the way. It really makes a difference. Yes, a lot is on this team right now, the three people who are very crucial, but for you guys to sow in faith to the next generation so they can get a van all the way up to Sydney, do their thing, come down, drive all the way down and do another camp here, that's amazing. And that's intergenerational unity there, and you're sowing in faith. And we are already, our churches are already a recipient of that. As you sow into Pastor Mike and the mission field through there, there's going to be a time when you guys go to heaven, there's going to be all these other random strangers come to you and thank you. And you'll be like, I don't know you. Who are you? And you're like, hey, it's because you sowed in financially that we had a P Mike in the field. You sowed us financially in 2025. You sent Pastor Caleb and his whole family to Bulgaria, to wherever he had to go. Thank you. And through that, through him, Caleb being there, our family got saved, our family got touched, etc. And they're going to thank you. And these are the heavenly rewards that we long for and we desire so much. So for me, it's a simple thank you so much for sowing in. Discover Church, you have places to be. You have things to do. And for me, I just want to bless you with a financial blessing right now. Everyone wants more cash around, but that increase of wealth is not to increase our standard of living, but so that we can sow in to the kingdom of God. If we truly hunger and thirst for the kingdom of God, then we'll be very quick to sow, to give, more generosity, more sowing, because we desire for the kingdom to come on this earth and see fruit, tangible fruit, in our lifetime and for the lifetime to come. For those who want a financial breakthrough to sow into the kingdom of God, can I just ask you to stand? I'll just pray for you right now. God, I just bless right now Discover Church. Lord, we're not a church, a prosperity gospel church. We're not a church that just desires money so we can be rich and feel great about ourselves. But Lord, we desire that kingdom finances will be released upon heaven onto this earth through Discover Church so that your kingdom will be done on earth, as it is in heaven, Lord. For those who are standing and have their hearts open and their arms open, Lord, we declare, Lord, financial breakthrough in 2025 in Jesus' name. Businesses to upgrade, businesses to then expand, increase and multiplication, oh Father, creative ideas, new opportunities, unexpected opportunities where it's like, this is a God moment, this is a God opportunity. And like what happened in Acts, oh Father, people will be able to bring their goods, put put it at the apostles' feet and say, Lord, this is yours. It's not even mine. 100% it is yours. Lord, that there be a doubling of tithing upon Discovery Church in Jesus' name. Not out of obligation, but out of an overflowing heart as a response to God. Let the words, yes, amen, be heard evermore in this church, never heard before in this church. A hungry church that goes yes and amen to the promises and the destiny of this church, Lord. Thank you so much for Discover Church. You've already, Lord, planted a seed in this church, our Father, and it's now beginning to bear fruit and rise. We thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Amen. Please stay.